The Son knows the mind of the Father. The Son can read the Father's mind. That's one of the central themes of St. John's Gospel. Father and Son live eternally in a bond of perfect, loving understanding, and the Holy Spirit is the agent of their perfect self-communication of love. It's that movement of love, according to St. John, that Jesus comes to draw us into. As he abides in the Father's love, so he calls us to abide in him, that we may abide where he abides also, in the Father. As the Father and the Son are perfectly open and transparent to one another, so that there is no resistance or impedance to their perfect communication of love, so we have to be open. We will be open, perfectly transparent to the Father in the Spirit, and so perfectly open and perfectly transparent to one another, perfectly transparent to all our fellow citizens in the city of God, all those who live with us in the kingdom of perfect communication, which is the realm of the Holy Spirit. Perfectly transparent to one another then. Gulp. No place for pride or privacy. No hidden recesses in the lockers of our heart. No secret places. And yet it will be wonderful and not terrifying. In the Divine Comedy, Dante has one of his best and most insightful ideas at the end of the Purgatorio, and some of you may remember this. Dante and Virgil have toiled all the way to the top of the seven-storied mountain, coming to terms with sinfulness at each of the seven levels, from pride to lust, dealing with all that inner stuff that darkens and distorts our minds and our motives. Now they've reached the earthly paradise at the top of the mountain, and there they have to pass through the river Lethe, the river of forgetfulness. Now, in classical mythology, Lethe just makes you forget everything that you knew of your earthly existence. It's a kind of river of radical Alzheimer's. And if you forget everything, who are you? It's precisely that question of identity which Alzheimer's poses so distressingly. But Dante gives this river a Christian twist of his own. It doesn't take away all memory. It only takes away the memory of sin, of all the bad stuff that he's been dealing with as he's climbed the mountain. None of that remains in his consciousness after he's drunk of the river. Just all the goodness, all the truth, all the beauty, all the compassion, all the love he's ever known and experienced. All that passes entire through the river, and all of that good stuff comes entire through the river. And Dante, you could say, is now at last free to be himself. So welcome to Pentecost. Welcome to the Spirit's realm of perfect communication. Welcome to the promise that we will be perfectly transparent to one another in the kingdom of Spirit. And then when we know each other as perfectly as we are known, we will find nothing but good in ourselves and in one another. We who are perfectly known, perfectly loved, perfectly accepted. Mind reading will not be so bad after all. In fact, it will be utterly wonderful.